From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Britain has announced it has agreed in principle to send several hundred more troops to Afghanistan, bringing its total to 9,500. Prime Minister Gordon Brown says, however, that it will be conditional on other countries shouldering their share of the burden. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid expects full Senate debate on a health care overhaul bill to start on October 26th. The last of five Senate committee proposals, this one from the Finance Committee, has now passed. President Obama praised the committee for approving its bill, but he also urged Congress to press on to get a final bill to his desk this year. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
The bill was approved on a 14-9 vote. The legislation won support from a single committee Republican, Maine's Olympia Snow. President Obama called the vote a critical milestone, coming after months of noisy town hall meetings and heated debate in Congress on an issue that is his top domestic priority this year.
As a result of these efforts, we are now closer than ever before to passing health reform. But we're not there yet. Now's not the time to pat ourselves on the back. Now's not the time to offer ourselves congratulations. Now's the time to dig in and work even harder to get this done.
The difficult task ahead includes merging five very different House and Senate bills into a single package that can win full congressional support. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.
The FBI has arrested a man it says could be linked to the disappearance of some two dozen young Somalis from the Minneapolis area. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
A 26-year-old Somali-American named Abdel Abdel is the latest suspect in a broad investigation into the possible recruitment of young Somali-Americans into an Islamic militia called Al-Shabaab. Al-Shabaab is on the State Department's list of terrorist organizations and has been fighting the transitional government in Somalia. It's unclear how some two dozen Somali-Americans were lured to Somalia to fight for Al-Shabaab. What is known is that at least five of the young men have died in the civil war there. The criminal complaint against Abdel says he lied about driving a handful of young men from Minneapolis to California. When Abdel was asked about his passengers, he denied they were in the car. Then he allegedly told the FBI, "Whatever these guys are into, I'm not." Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
The issue of bonuses for executives at bailed-out financial firms will be under the spotlight on Capitol Hill today. Government investigator Neil Barofsky will tell lawmakers how some of the executives whose actions nearly brought down the international financial system took home millions in bonuses, even after their companies received billions in taxpayer funds. Stock markets have been up around the world today. This is NPR News. Ford Motor Company has added another 4.5 million vehicles to an already massive recall. The problem involves faulty cruise control deactivation switches that can create the conditions for fires. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports.
The additional vehicles being added to the voluntary recall brings the total to more than 14 million over 10 years. This is Ford's largest cumulative recall involving a single problem. More than a million Windstar minivans are included in the new recall. The problem involves switches supplied by Texas Instruments that can leak, overheat, and cause fires even with the ignition turned off. Ford has dealt with hundreds of complaints and dozens of lawsuits related to the defective switches. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has posted a list of the affected Ford vehicles on its website and says owners of recalled Ford vehicles should not park them in garages or near homes until the repairs are made. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton in Ann Arbor.
A new study by a pro-choice think tank shows the number of women seeking abortions worldwide has dropped sharply in the past decade, even as laws against abortions have loosened in many countries. The Alan Guttmacher Institute says the increased availability of modern contraceptives in many countries has prompted women to seek fewer abortions. The Institute also says countries where abortion remains illegal show the smallest rate of decline in abortions, and many of those abortions are unsafe in their conditions or techniques. An official with the Population Research Institute does not fully trust the findings because the Guttmacher Institute is affiliated with Planned Parenthood of America, which supports the right to abortion. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.